We're in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24, which is the beginning of the 70-week prophecy. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. We're going to be slowing down a little bit as we finish the prophecy of Daniel chapter 9 because it's such a pivotal passage that it warrants a little extra attention. We've already discovered Gabriel's explanation that Daniel's people, the Jews, and Daniel's city, Jerusalem, have been given 490 more years. So we know that the Babylonian captivity is just about over and the nation of Israel is about to return to the promised land. But in addition to that, this passage has some important language that shows us very clearly that something big will happen during those additional 490 years. Transgression will be finished, and there will be reconciliation for iniquity. I suppose you could read that to mean that Israel's going to get it right, that this time they're going to make up for all those years of rebellion. But historically speaking, we know that didn't happen. In fact, instead of turning to the worship of pagan gods, this time Israel went the other way. They became so fastidious about the religious observance that it became just that, a matter of mere religious observance. This coming period of history gave birth to sects like the Pharisees, who were self-appointed masters of the law, making sure that Israel never even came close to something that looked like apostasy. The religion of Israel, which was meant to be a meaningful relationship with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, was now buried beneath a mountain of man-made tradition. So, you know that Gabriel probably isn't talking about Israel getting things right this time. But during those 490 years, something remarkable was going to happen. God Himself would take on human flesh and walk among us. The Shekinah glory, that unapproachable presence of God that used to be hidden behind the veil, in the most holy place, would take on the veil of human flesh and step outside the sanctuary. We would be able to hear His voice and see His face in spite of our sinful condition. He would live among us, suffer with us, and pick up a copy of the Scriptures and actually teach it to us. And then the Lamb of God, who was, according to the book of Revelation, slain before the foundation of the world, He would go to the cross to make reconciliation for our sins. And that's what makes Daniel 9 such a focal point in the stream of Bible prophecy. All of the other time prophecies, the statue from Daniel 2, the animals from Daniel 7, all those kingdoms that would rise and fall and eventually give way to the kingdom of Christ, all of that was possible only because Jesus would give His life for us. Prophecy shows us God's historical outline for bringing this world back into the condition He originally established it in. And in order to achieve His plan, Jesus would have to give His life at the cross for us. What we're about to study in Daniel 9 is critical because without it, none of the other prophecies would ever have fulfillment. Nothing else in the prophecies would matter. They'd just be historical detail. But add the cross to the story, and suddenly you discover the truth about the prophecies. It's not just the story of human history. It's the story of God handing us the keys through Jesus to a better way to live.